We are now in the second half of Sif Aleph of Tav Kuf Chav Vav. And the halacha here is that of someone that was nifter on the first day of Yontif, or was nifter before, and there's a need for a kvur on the first day of Yontif. The halacha is, al-yidei Yisrael it is asur, al-yidei Nochrim it is permissible. Says the Mechaber now, v'chol ze ba'asiyas kever v'oron v'tachrichin. This is all with regard to the Isurim d'oraisa, for example, of digging a grave, of building a casket, of sewing up shrouds, tachrichin. Aval halbisho l'chaim l'chamim momayim l'taro olotzio v'lasumu b'kever mutar al yidei Yisrael. Whereas things that don't involve any daraisa malachas on yontif, such as actually putting the tachrichim on him, heating up water to do the tara, so remember it's yontif, heating up water is really permissible. This may not be enough of a tzorach, but Chazal would be mounted this al yidei Yisrael, or to carry him out, or to do the actual burial where you're not putting the dirt on him. So that's all mutar al yidei Yisrael. The halach is that Chazal were mutter all of that. Now, if you're allowed to, if you have tachrichin available, so there you shouldn't even have a non-Jew go ahead and make tachrichin for him. You don't do malachas al yidei nachrim for things that aren't really necessary. But all these things that are drabanon on yontif rishon, they permitted a Yisrael to do this. Now, there are other issues. For example, if someone, chas v'shalom, passes away on yontif, so the minig is that they put him on the ground so that the body will remain colder will not begin decomposing and smelling so quickly. That's not considered a tzorah kfura, and Chazal were not matter that, and there the halacha is that it's only mutter by putting a piece of bread on him, ayidei kikar, like we saw in the halachas of muktzah, and that the same way that applies on Shabbos, that applies on Yontif. So the halacha is actually placing him in the kever would be mutter ayidei Yisrael. Whereas the burial, which means the actual covering of him, that would have to be done by non-Jews, because that's a malacha daraisa. Just being malavihim, doing levaya outside the tchum by way of Yisrael is going to be aser. Now, all of these halachas, pashtis, would sound like Chazal were mater drabonans for a Jew, even when there are non-Jews available to do everything. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Radvaz and the Gra are cholik, and they hold that if there's a non-Jew available, a Jew should not even do Isurim d'Rabbanon. Says the Rama now, Hagav, V'tov lizor l'taro ayidei kasha o agav oro neser, v'lo ayidei sedinim. When they do the Tara, it should not be on sheets, shelo yovel de schita, because we're afraid that you're going to squeeze them out afterwards when they get wet. Now, the Mishnah Berurah raises the point, why is the problem squeezing them out afterwards? The problem is the kibbutz when you're pouring water on them. So he answers that since we're talking about clean sheets, mi'ikar ad-din, there's no malacha of kibbutz. We're machmer for that, but not in this case. We would have been makel. But for the real chash of schita, which is going to be a malab and daraisa, that they weren't matarit, and therefore the tara has to be done on something other than cloth.